Out of all of our civil holidays, and we have a lot of wonderful holidays in our country, Thanksgiving Day is the most celebrated. Almost 90% of Americans, 87%, will celebrate Thanksgiving Day, as established by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863. In my notes for today, I always have some of his words. Let me share just a few of them again with you from President Lincoln. He said, "We have forgotten God. We have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming grace. We have become too proud to pray to the God who made us. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and as a day of praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens." We begin our day with this Mass to preserve, to be faithful to what Thanksgiving is all about. It's not a day of parades with inflatables, although inflatable Dalmatians are cool. Okay. It's not a day just to be with family and to have a nice meal, nap, get up, watch football, and eat again, although I'll do that. It's not just a day to begin a new season of consumerism, of shopping, although after today, I'll begin to think more about Christmas shopping. Today is a day to be thankful to our Almighty God and to give Him praise. And the Mass knew that all along. The Eucharistic prayer begins by saying, "It is our duty and our salvation, Lord, always and everywhere to give you thanks." To be thankful is our duty and it is our salvation, because we cannot save ourselves. And so what I like about Thanksgiving is that it just kind of appears. I don't have to go to Thanksgiving Day parties beforehand. We don't have a lot of rehearsals for this Mass. I don't have to make sure everybody has a gift. We just stop. And today we say, "Enough. What I have is enough, and I'm grateful." A grateful heart is a healthy heart. Gratitude is good for the soul. And I always wonder what those who don't believe in God, what are they grateful for today? I get tired of just being thankful for myself. The gospel we heard is a dramatic gospel, that image right there, one returned to give thanks. The gospel tells us that one is cured, although we don't know what that cure was. We presume it's some physical cure, something magnificent, something obvious, because our little faith needs to see something to be aware of God's presence. But the cure was far more profound than anything physical or obvious. The one returned to give thanks because one had the ability to see what happened when meeting Jesus Christ. One had the ability to see the inner transformation that happens when we trust in God and God's divine providence. That one had the ability to be aware of how the heart blossoms when touched by the love of God. That one did not return because all is well. That one returned because no matter how things turn out, all will be well because of faith in Jesus Christ. I want you to remember that. If there's one thing from this homily, I want you to remember that. We're not going to gather at our tables today because all is well. We gather as people of faith knowing no matter how things will turn out, all will be well according to God's will. That's why faith and gratitude go together. So I'm grateful to you. You have helped me be a person of better faith. You have helped me be a person of better gratitude. You, in coming here and living your faith, has reminded me what happens when we meet Jesus over and over. You have helped me see how when I trust in God, I have an inner transformation in my soul. You have helped me to see how my soul blossoms again and again when I'm touched by the love of God, by the love of Jesus. And for that, I'm grateful. Faith and gratitude go together. And in that, my dear people, it is truly our duty and our salvation to be here. Amen.